I'm Amy Vince in the CAI newsroom. And this morning, for the next 2 hours of Morning Edition, Patrick Flannery and Steve Junker are broadcasting live from Monomoy High School in Harwich. They're already setting up there. Let's check in with them. Patrick, are you there?
Present, in attendance, accounted for. First time in high school in 25 years, Amy.
I hope you've done your homework and you have no missing assignments this morning.
None at all. In fact, Steve and I are just hooking up the microphones, right, Steve?
We're getting the microphones together. It's hard to believe that in just about 90 minutes or so, we'll have more than 700 students rushing through the hallways, because right now it's just Patrick and I and a few facilities guys this big empty school building.
We're set up in the main hallway. They call it Main Street. And in the next hour, we'll talk civics classes and bring you sounds of the high school jazz band and hear from the student sportscasters. We got a lot to get to.
A lot going on this morning. I hope people stick around.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck as all those kids arrive. We will check in with you in about 20 minutes or so.
Thanks, Amy. Good morning. It's 7:19. I'm Patrick Flannery. For the first time in a long time, we are not in Woods Hole. We are at school. We're live, in fact, from the hallways of Monomoy Regional High School right now in Harwich. We thought, public radio, public school, let's take this show on the road. So we did it. Right now, though, at this time of day, Steve Junker and I are pretty much the only ones here, right, Steve?
We are just about the only people at Monomoy Regional High School in Harwich. And let me explain a little bit the setup for folks who are listening. We're on what they call Main Street, which is the main hallway down the center of the building. And we're in front of the library here in the center hallway of the high school. It's quiet now. It's kind of like the calm before the storm. But in the next hour or so, as we're broadcasting, we're expecting that all of that will change.
Oh, indeed it will. We know that class begins at 8:45. The teachers get here first. The students follow. And then, you know, throughout the show, we're want to capture some of that energy for you live. So we'll be talking live to a lot of people, students, staff, really about what makes this high school so special. But before we get too far into the weeds, Steve, let's explain why we're here. Why do we want Morning Edition on the road?
Well, that's a good question. I think a lot of adults, if you ask them if they would like to go back to high school for a day, they might shudder. But we thought, what a great idea. We wanted to know really not kind of the picture of high school from the outside, but really what's happening from the inside, what it feels like. And the best way to do that, we figured, would be to do as kind of the combat journalists do, which is to embed. So here we are at the school for the morning.
Yes, and let me tell you what we can expect this morning. Monomoy Regional High School has, among other things, a fantastic civics program. We're talking the fundamentals of American government and democracy. The teacher is John Dixon. We will hear from the students about a recent trip they all took to Washington, D.C. It was pretty cool.
And we've got music for you. The high school has an orchestra and a jazz band. Patrick, you and I got to spend some time with them, and we'll be bringing some of those music performances to listeners throughout the show.
And of course, what is high school without the sports? You know, Monomoy has many of the athletics most people would typically think of, soccer, football, basketball, but it's got less typical offerings. We'll be speaking to a couple of athletes later on in the hour.
We have a lot to talk about.
We do indeed. First, though, we want to give you sort of a sense of things, Monomoy by the numbers, if you will. Steve, walk us through it, if you would.
Okay, Monomoy Regional High School is a relatively new school. It opened in 2014. It is a beautiful building. It primarily serves the towns of Harwich and Chatham. Grades 8 through 12 are here, and the enrollment, well, about 720 students each day going through the hallways, 60 teachers. They have 38 varsity and junior varsity athletic teams and more than 40 special interest clubs and organizations. But the biggest thing to know here is the mascot, the Sharks. We are in the home of the Monomoy Sharks.
The Sharks. So that's big picture. Let's take you right now into one of the classrooms. Seniors in John Dixon's Advanced Placement Government course recently got a chance to witness the system up close and personal when they spent a week together in Washington. We caught up with some of them on their first morning back on the Cape.
Everything is so huge there, like the scale of everything.
It was the first time in Washington, D.C. for 17-year-old Raphael LeBrew.
It even is like, metaphorically, it's a scale of how serious things are there.
A day after his class returned to the Cape, they all got a look at trip photos with their teacher, John Dixon.
The White House tour is a thing. They
covered a lot of ground. The Washington Monument, the State Department, the White House, Kennedy's gravesite at Arlington National Cemetery.
They've heard a floor debate. They've met a senator. They've seen the Supreme Court chamber.
A textbook can only take you so far, Dixon says, but a field trip it all kind of blew Raphael LeBrew's mind.
It's just like everything, the amount of influence that things have there on the outside world is just insane. And you really are able to soak that in once you go there in person.
Abigail Gates had been to Washington before.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to vote in the next election. I'm already registered.
This time she felt inspired to exercise a right she'll have when she turns 18.
I just really am thinking, like, why can't we get, like, a better candidate?
And we are capturing some of the school day here at Monomoy for our listeners.
You know, last hour we spoke with students in the civics class. They went to Washington for the week, right? And we also heard from the jazz students and orchestra. And we checked in on the athletics department and heard from a couple of golfers as well. What do we have coming up this hour?
Well, this hour we are going to talk about that all-important period of the school day, the school lunch. And we will be called into the principal's office for a conversation with Monomoy High School principal Jennifer Police.
I just spoke with her, and she's thrilled. It's the highlight of her day, she tells me. But, but first, we've got a real treat. We want to introduce you to the modern sound of school announcements. You remember these, right? Back in the day, the crackling intercom, that really doesn't exist anymore as part of this timeless ritual. The announcements here at Monomoy are produced video packages of news, sports, weather, and more. It's a program made each day by students called Monomoy in the Morning.
Yes, and it's broadcast to video screens throughout the school at the start of each day. We don't have time to play you a full announcements video, so we're going to play you kind of an abbreviated version, enough to give you a taste of it. Again, this is all produced by the media students under teacher Steve Cass. Monomoy School Announcements, roll 'em.
Good morning, Monomoy. Today, day 6 on our schedule. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's start with some announcements. Get fit, get fast, get strong. Learn how to build speed, coordination, and endurance. Set goals for yourself or for any sport. Monomoy's new fitness club will work on improving these goals a few days every week from January to March. And lunch today is a barbecue rib sandwich. This comes with some reduced sodium tater tots. Let's go. Now over to Connor with the weather.
And thank you, Stephen. And let's get into the weather. Today has some light sun, some clouds, and overall decent temperature for the beginning of January. However, experts will say it's going to get more miserable. It's Cape Cod. Let's get into the 5-day. A lot of sun, a lot of clouds, and then there's rain. It could be sun if you're optimistic, but there's a lot of rain. There's not, it's one day, I'm over-exaggerating. With temperatures in the 30s and the 20s and some 40s, but no 50s because it's January. That's it for weather. Let's end it to Nick with the sports.
Thanks, Connor. Now for some sports. Today, girls basketball takes on Wareham at home at 5:30, while boys and girls hockey are both away as the boys take on SJP at 7 and the girls take on Nantucket at 5. That's all for sports and the show. Have a great day, Monomoy.
That's a taste of the morning announcements here at Monomoy Regional High School. I tell you, you had me at low-sodium tater tots. We are joined again by Connor Francis, who you heard there giving some might call a cynical, but I would call it a realistic portrait of weather on the Cape. You've got quite the style. How'd you get the gig?
There's a lot of good work that goes into it. You have to take a lot of classes with Mr. Cass. Love the guy.
Steve Cass.
Yep. But you have to work your way up. And then once you get to that level, you can start going live. You work behind the scenes first, and then you can go on camera. It's really a fun job.
And people at home can see the morning show announcements for themselves. They're posted online, right?
They are. Monomoy WMRS.
Connor Francis, thanks so much. A man wearing many hats here at Monomoy Regional High School. You're listening to Morning Edition on CAI here at Monomoy High. The school day is ramping up. I realized I just became a poet in that line. Steve, are you you're snacking on some breakfast there?
I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted. I'm eating this French toast
that I just got
from the cafeteria.
It must be time to talk about school food. What a segue.
School food, is there anything more important to teenagers?
You know, we recorded our own visit to the cafeteria during a recent lunch hour to give you a flavor of what it's all about and what the students think it's like. It is a couple of minutes long. Take a listen here.
Can I go through the lunch line with you?
Yeah, sure.
Can you tell me what's your name?
Jude Hutchings McMahon. Yeah.
And what grade are you in?
10th.
You get lunch every day here?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to get when you come through the lunch line? Or is it different every day?
Sometimes, and they have meatballs too, which is pretty good.
What's it look like today? Do you know?
I think it's a burger or something over there. Oh, it's a hot dog.
It's like a foil pack with a hot dog in it?
I think so.
And that's your whole lunch?
Yeah, pretty much.
How about fruit? Do you ever grab a piece of fruit?
Not really, honestly.
So what I really want to know about is the salad bar.
Okay.
All right. Leon,
can I ask Brooklyn. You some questions about the
go
salad
Brooklyn,
bar?
Go,
whoever
go,
wants.
Go Brooklyn, yeah.
Okay. Your name's Brooklyn?
My name's Brooklyn, Davis.
And what grade?
9th grade.
You need to talk in the mic. Please.
Talk louder, Brooklyn.
9th grade.
Like, that's a pretty standard looking salad. What do you do when you go to the salad bar?
I get lettuce. I get cucumbers, feta cheese, and chicken.
My name is Giselle Wilson, and in my personal opinion, I prefer to get like the pre-made salads because it's a lot of work to go to the salad bar. There's a lot of people, and they only give you one dressing, and I don't mess with that. So I just think they just should give us at least two instead of one.
What's your go-to dressing, though, if somebody said you can have any dressing you want?
Oh, Caesar. Caesar all the way.
All the way.
No, I feel like ranch.
Ranch belongs on wings, not salad.
What do you avoid?
Hot dogs.
And that barbecue chicken, this makes the whole school smell.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm Bella.
Bella Wilson.
Bella Wilson.
Annabella.
I like lunch because I like to hang out with my friends and talk to everyone. And I like to eat. Yep. And yeah, I like lunch. I look forward to it. It's my favorite part of the day.
Favorite lunch that they serve here?
Mac and cheese. Yep, yep.
I'm sensing some support in the room for this.
Mac and cheese. Yes, they should have hot sauce, yes.
Tell me your name.
My name's Sienna.
Hey, what grade are you in, Sienna?
9th.
Do you, like, bring your own lunch ever?
No, not usually.
When you come into the cafeteria, what are you looking for first?
Oh, mac and cheese all the time, or salad. Because their mac and cheese is, like, good.
So everybody likes the mac and cheese, apparently. Do they serve it every day?
No, I wish they did.
How often?
I don't know. Last year it was like at least once a week, but now it's like once a month, maybe twice.
When mac and cheese day comes, do people know in advance or is it always a surprise? You walk in, you're like, ugh.
Well, usually they say what like we're having for lunch on the announcement, so usually people know.
And does a cheer go up when the announcement says it's mac and cheese?
Yeah. It's so good. It's so good.
All right, that was a recent lunch hour here at Monomoy Regional High School. We're broadcasting live from the hallways of Monomoy here in Harwich. It's really starting to get busier. In about 15 minutes' time will be the bell. Isn't that right, Steve?
The school day starts at 8:45, but already there are students everywhere in the hallways.
I love that. That's the sound of the holidays right there. We were able to record that back in December. That's the Monomoy High School Orchestra with music director Rose Richard. I'm Patrick Flannery, live with Steve Junker. This is Morning Edition live, not from Woods Hole, but from Harwich at Monomoy Regional High School. It's 8:49. Classes began just a couple of minutes ago. The school day is official, Steve.
We are set up here in the entrance of the school library, right in the central hallway of the school, what they call here in the school Main Street. And Main Street is suddenly quiet.
It's back to being a ghost town, as it was when we arrived at 6 a.m.
That is the sound of education happening, Patrick Flannery.
Well, stay with us, Steve Junker. We are going to speak with the school principal in just minutes. But before we do that, we're talking to one student who is not at class right now. She's here with us in the library instead. Maya Jones, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Maya. You are a junior, is
yes.
that right?
Yes, I am.
You do a lot of activities. I want to ask you about some of what you do to get a flavor of the life of an involved junior here at Monomoy High. You are a member of the Global Studies program. Tell us what that program's about.
Yeah, it's kind of just a program where a lot of students get to like explore different parts of the world, not only physically because they go on a lot of different trips, but also just like our kind of like program director, Mr. Dixon. He's very involved in like the rest of the world and like global studies as a whole. So he really likes to talk about what's going on in different countries and like what we can do to kind of get involved in that. And I think that's really the part of the Global Studies program. On top of that, if you complete like...
A bit of a different show this morning as we're live not from our studio in Woods Hole, but from the hallways of a high school. Yep, we're back to school again here on Morning Edition on CAI. Stay with us. From auto mechanics and cosmetologists to veterinarians and plumbers and everybody in between, students at Upper Cape Tech in Bourne are already doing what they love every day as they plan their next business move after graduation. It's all part of our ongoing experiment here on Morning Edition, taking public radio inside the public schools. We hope this goes well, and we trust it will on this Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. Guess who's the big 4-0 today? Mark Zuckerberg. And Kate Blanchett is 55. Stay with us for local news and weather. It's 7:19. Good morning. I'm Patrick Flannery, live from Upper Cape Tech High School in Bourne. This is our second program bringing public radio inside the public schools. You'll recall in January we were at Monomoy Regional High School in Harwich. Not today, though. On this day, May 14th, we're coming to you live from Upper Cape Tech. The school is perched over the Cape Cod Canal, overlooking the Sagamore Bridge. We can see it through the glass doors here. I'm here with our social media guru, Liz Lerner, and my co-host for the morning, CAI News Director, Steve Junker. A lot of action already unfolding, Stephen.
Patrick, the students are coming through the doorway right now. It's like a river of students flowing into
horde.
The school. It's good to have CAI's Morning Edition on the road again. Let me explain the setup here for people listening. We are in the front hallway of Upper Cape Tech right now. A little bit later, we'll be moving into the culinary shop, the kitchen. But right now, the halls are filling with students that are just showing up and saying hi to each other before classes start.
That's right. And classes start promptly at 7:39. But one of the rhythms of the school day here is students show up early. They walk the halls. They chat. It's called the mall crawl. And, hey, you know, they're kind of just crawling along, but in an orderly fashion.
Let's take a few minutes to explain what Upper Cape Tech is all about. Now, I've got a few numbers for you. Yep. Upper Cape Tech is a vocational technical school, sometimes called a trade school. Goes from grades 9th to 12th, and about 825 students here, roughly 500 boys, 325 girls. But the big thing about a technical school, of course, is the way that it approaches learning. It has technical programs, or what the kids call shops, where students get hands-on experience in a specialty. Patrick, we've been here a number of times in the last couple of months, and we've had a chance to visit most of these. For instance,
automotive, veterinary, culinary, environmental science,
marine tech and carpentry, and information technology.
Yeah, it turns out there are 15 shops here, and our aim this morning is to take you into several of them to hear what the students themselves say about what they're learning, why they chose Upper Cape Tech, and how they feel about their futures.
Students here come from five towns: Bourne, Falmouth, Marion, Sandwich, and Wareham. Let's take a listen to one of the shops right now.
It was an earlier visit when our reporter Jeanette Barnes tracked down some students in the carpentry shop. Only they weren't in the shop when she found them. They were working on a new building, still under construction right here on campus.
That's right. It's going to be a new workspace for environmental sciences, and it's a big building being built largely by students. Students have helped raise the trusses and pour the concrete slab. Student plumbers are doing the plumbing. Student electricians will install all the wiring. This one building going up here is kind of a model all in itself of the many things happening at Upper Cape Tech.
So there in this new shell of a building, our reporter Jeanette Barnes climbed up onto the scaffolding to talk with two carpentry students putting joint compound on the ceiling. Listen here.
We're currently drywalling and mudding.
We are filling in the screw holes in the seams of the sheetrock that we put over the plywood.
My name is Samuel Resto. I am a senior graduating this year, and I am from Bourne.
I'm Morgan Usello.
I am a senior, and I am from East Sandwich.
I wouldn't say these are the final touches of finishing up the school building for our environmental shop, but we're getting there. We've made some great progress this year, and I remember literally just back in September, like, we were just hoisting up the walls and building them. It's cool. It's cool knowing that we're, like, the ones helping build this as teenagers. Like, this is something we've accomplished. We've put our hard work into in our time, you know?
I just think it's been a nice process of seeing the whole building being built from the ground up, and the fact that us as students have done it while also learning.
7:39, and we've got a few students who were kind enough to take a moment to maybe share a quick hello with us. All right, I'm going to start here, if I could. Tell us your name and your shop, if you would.
My name's CJ, and I'm in Marine Technology.
Say it one more time.
My name's CJ, and I'm in Marine Technology.
Marine Technology.
I'm Liam James, and I'm in engineering.
Engineering.
I'm Jaden Tellier, I'm in HVAC.
And let's get you over here, too.
What is it?
You're on the radio. We want to know your name and what shop you're in.
My name is Lily, and I'm in cosmetology.
Nice. Are you a cosmetology, too?
No, I'm culinary arts.
Culinary arts.
Come on over here. Your name?
Maeve West.
Maeve West. Culinary
and
arts.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Nice. And the seniors, I hear, are running the culinary arts shop today.
Yes, we are. The sophomores are going on a field trip, so we're excited for them.
In fact, we understand you'll be cooking a little something up for us in the next hour when we move from this position into the culinary kitchen. Have you been notified by the chef yet?
No, I have not, actually.
Surprise, surprise. We can't wait to taste it. Give us kind of a quick overview of, you know, what you're doing today. What's next?
Well, today I'm going to be practicing for a competition, Skills USA. This year I won gold for baking and pastry arts. So I move on to nationals in Georgia in June, late June.
What's your specialty?
Baking.
And what did you make for the competition?
I made bread, cookies, galettes. I decorated a cake. I made puff pastry, dough desserts.
It's a lot quieter now than it was when we last joined you, and that sets us up for taking advantage of the opportunity to take you behind the scenes for the next few minutes. We are going to visit with students in the cosmetology program, but first we're headed to the garage.
Automotive. It smells like a mechanic's garage because it is one. Patrick, you recorded this feature. Explain the setup for
no
us.
No smell like it in the world. It's also noisy. Imagine cars being lifted overhead with students in their own stations just cranking away, working in teams around each vehicle. Listen for yourself.
We live in Massachusetts, so everything gets rusty. Brakes are rusted off, not working properly. We have 9 bays, and we have cars sitting outside ready to come in.
Whose cars are these? Are people who live on the Cape?
Yeah, most of the time, or we have some people come down from other places.
Do they get a special deal? How does it work?
Yeah, so you only have to pay for parts when you're here. You don't have to pay for any of the labor.
The vehicle in bay number one is getting 2 brand new tires. The vehicle in bay number two, the fuel lines are rotted out, so it's getting a new sending unit and new fuel lines. Bay number three, that vehicle came in.
I like this. I like getting dirty. I like taking stuff apart. I like learning.
I tell them from day one, if you want to do the same thing over and over and over again, this is not for you. If you want to be involved in real life automotive, this is it, because we weren't expecting to need to put struts in the front of this vehicle because they were literally falling out of it. We weren't expecting that the right front caliper was going to be seized.
My name is Mackenzie Jackson, and I am a 9th grader or a freshman.
Is this what you want to do professionally?
Absolutely. I mean, my dad's friend owns a shop up in Yarmouth, I believe, and he's selling it to me as soon as I get out of high school.
He's selling you the shop?
Yep. So I'll be able to hopefully own my own shop straight out of high school.
You see yourself doing this down the road?
Yeah. I want to open my own business in the future. Chase Sylvester, and I'm a freshman. I'm going to have to get a job early, make money, try to open my own business. Got to put my mind to it. If you want to do something, you're going to have to come here to school every day, work for it.
You have little screws right here that are attached to the fender liner, which I said is like the hardest thing to do. But you take out this screw because you get this part loose. You have screws underneath the car, and then you just take out the whole bumper. But once you expose the bumper and you take off and you lift up the hood, you can take out the headlights too. I'm Antonio Salib, and I'm a freshman.
Falmouth PD brought us up 2 cruisers. One of them is now all black and has been repurposed for an undercover cruiser. And the students are the ones doing all the bodywork to it. They'll repaint the entire vehicle and reassemble the car for Falmouth Police Department. Kevin Salzman, I grew up in Falmouth, so I actually came here as a student as well. And now I'm back here teaching, so it's kind of cool to see everything come in full circle for myself.
It's Morning Edition from CAI, live from Upper Cape Tech High School in Bourne. I'm Patrick Flannery with Steve Junker. That was just a pit stop, if you will, inside the auto shop We're not wasting any time now. We're going to spin the big revolving door and take you inside another shop here at the school. Where are we headed, Steve?
We are going to Cosmetology. They've got a full-service salon where members of the community can book appointments for haircuts and dyes. And by the time they graduate, the students there will have the 1,000 hours they need to take the state board licensing exam.
CAI's Eve Zukoff takes us into a shop fragrant with hairspray, arrayed with manicure tables, and pretty noisy place with the sound of blow dryers.
I originally wanted culinary, then I switched to going possibly into vet or health. And then once I came here for my 1 day and 1 week, my heart was set on cosmetology. My aunt is a hairstylist, and going to the salon like when I was younger and like having her do my hair, I always loved going there. And then just seeing her continue it, seeing all the things that she's done and accomplished, it really inspired me to come into cosmetology.
McKenna Black.
How old are you?
16.
And what town
do
you live in?
Falmouth.
I'm Sophia Pomerlow. I'm 16 and I'm from Wareham.
When I talked to an upperclassman before coming here and I told her I wanted cosmetology, she said that the shop was very drama filled.
Yes.
And to watch out for the type of girls that are in the shop.
It definitely has its moments where it is really fun.
Yesterday, when me and Sophia were cutting a mannequin, we could not stop laughing. Like, we had to step out for a second.
It's definitely easier to make jokes with, like, a lot of girls because they get it. Mm-hmm. And you can talk about all, like, your little boy problems and anything you need to talk about because everybody understands. Yeah. And that's the one thing that I really like about having a lot of girls is everybody's usually very understanding. And, like, they can help you through things because they've most likely been through it as well. Some people like will walk out with like hairstyles, stuff done that nobody else would get if they're just coming to school for a regular day. Like they'll think like, oh, she's gonna go and read a book and do a few math papers, and then like I'll come home with like a haircut or my hair curled, hair braided. My mom will just be like, so like, let's see, what does your hair look like today? There's always something.
I did go home the other day with pink hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like to
we explore and we find what we like when we have the free time, and it also helps us practice on new things that we would want to learn.
That's the one thing I think a lot of parents are understanding about is they know we're in a trade where you're gonna have to be hands-on and you're gonna have to do things like to yourself. So it's like they honestly, my mom in particular, she loves to like see all the new things we've done and like what I get done. So she loves it. It's like crazy to see the difference between like us and like other shops. They'll come out of their shops looking like with like rust and like dirt on their hands from how they're working, and then we'll come out all dolled up.
All dolled up indeed. That's Cosmetology right here at Upper Cape Tech in Bourne. Our Eve Zukoff, who recorded that, says she spoke with a woman customer from the community who comes in regularly to get her hair done. And she says you can't beat the price and calls it the best kept secret.
We have gone back to school. We're broadcasting all this morning here live from Upper Cape Tech. We're in the halls. We're in the front hallway here, but we're about to move into the culinary shop.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking, Steve. We're hoping to get a taste of what's cooking. And in the next hour, we'll also take you into other shops, including marine tech and veterinary science.
Before we go to the break, here's something interesting. Seniors and juniors are able to participate in a cooperative program in their trade. And that means on alternating weeks, they can work 30 hours or more at a shop or an industry in the Cape community. They can earn an income while getting credit toward mastering their trade. It's a great hands-on program in which businesses work together with Upper Cape Tech to provide those opportunities.
This is CAI's Morning Edition. We are headed over to the culinary kitchen. Can't wait for this one. We're here for the next hour, broadcasting live. Stick around.
School nurses from Upper Cape Tech, Amber DeBona and Cassandra Barber.
Being a nurse at a technical school is definitely different than being a nurse at, say, like a comprehensive high school. Kids at comprehensive high schools, they might get like a paper cut or like bump their heads. Whereas here, we're seeing kids like, you know, accidentally hitting their hands with hammers.
We see a lot of like crush injuries. So like kids getting their fingers stuck in like car doors. We saw an injury with a coolant for a fridge that got on someone's skin. especially in the culinary shop, we see a lot of burns. We actually had a burn today. There's also a risk for burns in cosmetology because people will grab the straighteners or grab the curling irons or drop the straightener or curling irons and they'll do each other's hair. So the kids will do each other's hair and they'll burn their neck or just like the typical like curling iron burn. So like there's different things in different shops that definitely pose a risk.
Is one shop you expect them the most often?
Culinary.
CAI's Morning Edition is live from Upper Cape Tech this hour. Stay with us.